In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The name of my sermon this morning is called Aliens, Immigration, and Refugees. And it came about through the choices of three different gospel lessons this morning and my heart, which rests with the people in Afghanistan that just cannot leave me. I'm just so concerned with them. So this is a tribute to that. And also, the other thing with this sermon is you'll notice Larry does a beautiful job when I'm on my game to post my sermons on the website. This will be one of the first that I hope of many that are interactive. So you can go and look at this sermon, and there will be more places for you to go and to click on links that may have more stories from StoryCorps and more information at different websites so that you're able to explore. Our 21st century is witnessing the movement of millions across borders. This phenomenon can be due for many reasons, and labels are assigned to displaced people which reflect their various circumstances. A refugee is a person who is forced to abandon their place of origin because of a natural disaster, or to escape a war zone, or the threat of violent persecution. And they may be able to accomplish this on their own, or with the assistance of an international agency, such as Episcopal Migration Ministries. An immigrant refers to a person who leaves their home willingly in order to have a short or long-term residence somewhere else. This may be to find employment or to provide better circumstances for their family. We understand today that migration and its effects are major topics, both in the Old and New Testament. We hear the story this morning about Jesus, Mary, and Joseph being refugees, and it hasn't changed all that much in our day and age. But today, we meet Jesus in today's gospel account as a refugee. When he was a small child, Jesus and his family fled to Egypt to avoid Herod's rampage. And there isn't much information about their length of sojourn into Egypt, but at that time, there was a large standing Jewish community there. Jesus lived as a refugee in a foreign land. And so life in another place as a displaced person was a large part, and for the most part, his life. It has to be, this is a segue now into a current situation, one of the most extraordinary Christmas trees ever imagined. 12 feet high, glowing. It was created by an artist out of the life jackets of Syrian children, refugees, who had safely reached the island of Lesbos in boats. And for that Christmas season a few years ago, this sculpture was installed inside the entrance to St. Paul's Cathedral in Melbourne, Australia, because, as the Dean of Melbourne said, it's a reminder that Jesus and his family became refugees almost immediately after his birth. This was a symbol and remains a symbol to us as an invitation to open our own hearts to help people that are displaced by war and conflict. Jesus and his family became refugees. Indeed, they did. Matthew 2:13 through 15 makes this clear to us this morning. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take that child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child and destroy him." Then Joseph got up, not for the first time, and took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. Joseph was good about listening to angels directing him. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the United Nations agency, there's now more than 60 million refugees and displaced people worldwide. 60 million. Currently, 95% of Afghan people do not know where their next meal is coming from. And this is the largest number of refugees the world has known any time since World War II. We have refugees in our own country, displaced mostly by natural disasters such as floods and fires. Displacement globally today is of biblical proportions. It seems like it only takes a few days before we hear of another cataclysmic disaster that is moving people out of their normal habitats. There are three durable solutions for refugees. That is repatriation, integration, and resettlement. Thankfully, in many cases, refugees are able to repatriate or return to their home countries once the conflicts there have ceased and civil society has stabilized. We have a long way to go there. And other refugees who may not be able to return home are instead able to integrate into the country of their first asylum, the country to which they fled for safety. The remaining group of refugees, less than 1 in 100, is resettled to another nation. I was so glad and so inspired when I was looking over some of this material to recognize and realize that in our own Diocese of Bethlehem, the Church of the Mediator in Allentown, Pennsylvania, assists in welcoming refugees to their neighborhood. And I've included this in my sermon. You can go on their website and Facebook page and see exactly what they're doing. Right now, the United States is in the midst of resettling Afghan evacuees at a rate of about 4,000 per week, with a goal of beginning to assimilate nearly 75,000 of them in the next 6 months in towns and cities and suburbs. In far-flung places around the nation, there is really very little political pushback as evacuees become more numerous and visible. I found this to be a little surprising because we seem to be so polarized in our politics. But one reason for this is that United States veterans and former soldiers and Marines have their backs. And having fought side by side with and depended critically on their Afghan interpreters, their fixers and guides, those veterans are going to bat for their former comrades in the arms, officials say. Thankfully, as I said, this sentiment goes across political divides. I have a prayer to end this sermon that is shared by the Refugee Community Center at the Episcopal Church of the Mediator in Allentown, Pennsylvania. God, our Creator, we ask for your loving presence and for your peace to be with refugees in our local communities and around the world. Be with all who are in fear. Be with those whose lives and livelihoods are under threat and whose religious freedoms are being compromised. Be with us as we strive to enact your will and our welcome and support of refugees. And be with those in positions of leadership that their decisions may bend toward peace and not division, that they might realize the power that they hold to do justice. Give us all strength and courage. Equip and empower us to be witnesses to your love as advocates and as servants, as ministers of welcome and bearers of hope, especially for those seeking refuge. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.